Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, New York. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here Sunday morning. Well, we have with us this morning Congressman Peter King. Congressman King, you did a great job getting your successor elected and other people in Long Island and New York elected. Congratulations.
Well, listen, I did all I could for Andrew Garbarino, and he was elected. I tell you, he did a great job of campaigning. He was everywhere, and he just did everything a candidate could be expected to do. There was how many millions of dollars in outside money was used against him. Every way you turned on television, there was an anti-Garbarino commercial. It didn't end, the mail, everything. Having said that, he won by 16, 17 points. I think it was like 58 to 41 by over 45,000 votes. Just a tremendous victory for Andrew Garbarino, and more importantly, a tremendous victory for the people of Long Island and the United States.
Well, I think the resounding message, Congressman, was law and order. Either we have law and order or we don't have a city or a county. And I believe that a lot of Democrats voted for law and order. And it has some of the Democratic officials upset. What say you?
I hear a number of Democrat leaders are blaming the police unions, for this defeat they suffered in the state Senate and really throughout the downstate area. And to me, that's the best compliment the police could get. I mean, for the first time ever, I think all of the police organizations, the PBAs from New York City, Nassau County, Suffolk County, state police, I mean, so many other departments came together to show that the Democratic policies beginning in Albany and certainly in New York City about the bail reform, the so-called bail reform, these overly enthusiastic support of the Black Lives Matter movement, the silence during the riots all summer where people saw Manhattan, certainly Fifth Avenue, downtown Brooklyn, being destroyed and windows being smashed. And that just really put a real fear into a legitimate fear. Certainly, I know
agree with you.
The county people are very concerned.
I agree with you 110%. And every time I was on the radio, I was on with people, I said, what are you going to vote for? Law and order or chaos in our streets? And I think that message resounded between all of us.
It really did. I mean, and Donald Trump, he carried Long Island. He carried it pretty heavily.
Wow.
And again, that's not supposed to happen. We have Democratic majorities in both Nassau County and Suffolk County. And President Trump carried both counties.
Law and order. Well,
absolutely.
Congressman,
and
thank
order.
You for That's everything it. You've done for our city and our country. And we'll catch up with you real soon, and we should have a discussion.
John, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.